Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. Adonai Elyon, the Lord God Most High. Child of God, Adonai bless you and keep you. Adonai make His face to shine on you and be gracious to you. Adonai turn His face toward you and grant you shalom. We have just celebrated Christmas, and I hope that for you, that it was truly a time when you celebrated the birth of Jesus, no matter if He was really born in April or June or July. I hope that we all took this opportunity to say, thank you, Jesus, for coming to earth and being born as a baby. And there are some wonderful teachings, a plethora of godly teachings on the birth of Jesus that I encourage you to seek out for yourselves. And we have just finished singing, let every heart prepare Him room. Let every heart prepare Him room. And I truly, truly pray that each one of us did in our hearts prepare Him room. Oh, I cry with joy when I think of the birth of Jesus, and I am so, so thankful that He came. Where would I be if Jesus had not come to save me? I can barely say the words without tearing up, because I know where I was and what I was when He found me. Sometimes life is so hard, I cannot make this declaration, but for right now, for this moment, I can make this declaration. Thank you, Jesus, for every moment of life that you have given me. Is that a declaration that you can make with me right now? Can you say with me, thank you, Jesus, for every moment of life you have given me? And we have the fulfillment of God's promise. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, the promise is, for to us a child shall be born, to us a son shall be given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Can we say those names again? Say with me. Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And do we forget these words so quickly? Do we take them down with the decorations? Let us continue to prepare Him room. You know, I must say, there is a wonderful, glorious Holy Spirit pouring out of the Lord right now. That brings waves. It's bringing waves to flood us with excitement, to flood us with joy, and to flood us with peace. And this confirms in us that we were made for such a time as this, that we are in the right place at the right time. Because also, we can see with our own eyes and we can hear with our own ears what the Lord is doing. Every day, I seek and look for words of encouragement, words of hope, words of truth, So let me share these words with you, words of encouragement that I hear. Sometimes I can't remember if I heard them in a song or if I heard someone say them, but if I hear anything encouraging, I write it down. Now, I heard these words. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I've got to repeat that. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. Oh, that is so wonderful. Would you declare that with me? Let's say it together. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. Hallelujah. And these are the words of a song I heard. And please allow me to lift them up to you as a battle cry. It said, day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Oh, child of God, the sweet incense of our Father, the sweet incense of our God. And I've heard it said several times from those who have had an encounter with our Jesus that there is a sweet aroma that accompanied his presence. Hallelujah. Lord, may there be a sweet aroma coming from us to your presence. May we be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. And also, I heard a prophet say, this is awesome. There is not enough darkness to hide you. Ha ha, wonderful. Oh my Jesus. I've got to say it again. There is not enough darkness to hide you. Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, there is such truth in those words. Be encouraged, my brother, my sister, and stand encouraged, saints of God. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. Lord Jesus, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth and in us as it is in heaven. We have to put the word of God into our hearts. We have to. We just have to put the word of God into our hearts. And if you would like to ask Jesus to come into your heart, come into your life and be your Lord and Savior, would you say these words with me? Would you say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin and that you rose on the third day. I receive that right now, Lord Jesus, and I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I repent of my sin. I turn away. I say I am sorry. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and my Savior. And Holy Spirit, I ask you, as it says in the Bible, Sir, show me Jesus. I ask you, Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord has impressed on me that Florida has a good governor in Ron DeSantis. And I pray, Lord, let thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth and in Ron DeSantis and his family as it is in heaven. And we lift up President Donald J. Trump as he stands in his position of David. That thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Donald J. Trump and his family, as he stands in his anointed position of David. Hallelujah. Because when all of this is over, it has to be said that no one could have done this but our God. Because as with the United States of America, so with the rest of the world. This is still the land of the free and the home of the brave. This is still our battle cry. And I remember being taught about Sir Winston Churchill. And I declare these words over everyone who is still standing for the truth to continue to be revealed. Over everyone who is still standing for justice to prevail over lies. Hallelujah. We say to ungodly spirits, we shall defend our island. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. Never, never, never give up. Hallelujah. Child of God, be encouraged. When you feel down, be certain that things are changing for the better. Changing for the good. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And to whoever is listening, I say, please remain vigilant. Continue to do your due diligence. Check that what you are hearing is true. Check what you are being shown. If it looks like a lemon, and it tastes like a lemon, it probably is a lemon. If there are too many lies to make you fear, and the lies and fears are overtaking each other, then you are being enticed into lies and fears. Words have power. When words of death are spoken over us, we have the right to not receive it. But maybe the person who is speaking death over us knows of what is being planned. Maybe we should be wise as doves, rebuke the death and not run into fear. Every variant, we know there are thousands. We know that there are thousands of variants that have already been made, and yes, they were made to do harm. Poison has always been in the world. There has always been someone who would make poison. And someone who would use poison. Remember John chapter 16, verse 33. Jesus said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. May I just remind you of our wonderful, wonderful Jesus. May I remind you of his beauty, of his beauty, of his tenderness, of his very presence. And as I said before, I pray, child of God, my brother, my sister, that you would experience that sweet, sweet fragrance of his presence. I pray that you will experience the sweet fragrance of his presence. There is nothing else more beautiful than that. That is what we desire, the presence of our Jesus. And in Jesus' name, I pray blessings over you. Be blessed. Amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact